Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
Let's talk about a big weekend movie that's out with our good friend, Gray Drake. She is Ms. Movie Phone from MoviePhone.com and the Ms. Movie Phone Show. Hey, good morning to you, Gray.
Hello, I've returned home from the UK, and I don't know what's going on.
So, what were you doing over there?
There are a lot of movies that we're doing interviews over there.
Ah.
And so, I packed up all my sparklies, and I talked to the cast of Rocket Man, and the Dark Phoenix people, and here's a fun fact. That movie's going to come out in a couple weeks, and we discovered together that my mutant ability is throwing attitude.
Now, quick question, because Sophie Turner is in Dark Phoenix. Did you have a chance to look at her and be like, Game of Thrones, what the hell happened?
You know what's funny is that specifically before we went in the room, the publicist got a very serious look on their face, and they would go, guys, no Game of Thrones questions. No, seriously, guys, seriously.
Oh, jeez.
I always love that before you talk to an actor, an actress, a musician, and the publicist says, don't talk to them about the one thing everybody wants you to talk to them about.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. And inevitably, what always happens to me is that without me doing anything at all, the talent will immediately begin talking about the exact thing you're not supposed to talk about.
Yes,
I know.
Agreed.
And then
I mean,
you're left with, do I follow up? I have follow-up questions.
I mean, sure, Gray's sitting across from her dressed as Hodor, but you know. What you
All right, here's a clip from Aladdin.
Hey, can you make me a prince?
There is a lot of gray area in make me a prince. I could just make you a prince.
Oh, no.
Right, you'd be snuggled up with that dude for the rest of your life.
Yo, y'all see my palace?
So, it's a little unsettling to see Will Smith blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As much as I hate to say this, there's not a lot of getting around that. Like, you never really get used to that particular thing in this movie. Disney tried as hard as they could, and I think that this is somewhat close to Beauty and the Beast. Let's kick it at like a half step below of their recent remake. But then let's know that it's going to be far, far below what The Lion King will be.
Oh, okay.
So you're really the people that you want to focus on getting into this movie are your children that sort of, like, they don't have, like, a fully formed consciousness that understands that the animated version is way better.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And I have to say, so it's like, if you're on your own, there's not a lot of reason to seek this out. If you're an Aladdin nut, then you're going to find this exactly the same as the animated version, minus the creativity. But Justin Chang is a critic for the LA Times, and I really wanted to bring his criticism to life because it just delighted me and it's so on the nose.
Okay.
Prince Ali, full of CG, not an improvement. Still, I'm glad it's not as bad as it could be. Will Smith looks odd when he's blue. For more, just read this review that posted hours ago on LAT.
Oh, wow. Nicely done.
Very good.
Very good. Very good.
So you, in this modern age, you can Google the LA Times Justin Chang review. And that pretty much wraps it up.
Great. Okay.
Got it. Gray Drake is Ms. Movie Phone. She joins us Fridays to talk about the movies, but of course you can always go to moviephone.com and read the reviews there. And also, don't forget, the Ms. Movie Phone Show. It's a new episode every week, and you can find it anywhere. And of course, we link it to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt page at star1025.com. Have a great holiday weekend, Gray. Thank you so much.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.